Oh, dear sister, I do not have nearly as much time as you'd probably like for me to be able to give you to this subject, but I want you to be encouraged. What you're going through is very much a part of a lot of people's journey in Christianity. You're basically trying to do Christianity in your own strength, and it's one of those things where you have to go through it and experience it in order to understand it. The reason you're getting exhausted is because you're trying so hard to do all these disciplines. You're basically putting yourself under the law. And so you need to ask the Lord to teach you how to abide in Him and to receive that sweet anointing that He gives to do all of the things that are required in your Christian life. It's not something that you can get from a recording. It's something you get from trying and failing and getting exhausted. It's just like in the Old Covenant, God gives all the 613 laws to Moses to give to the Israelites and basically says, now here you go, go try. On your own. Go see what you can do for righteousness' sake on your own. And they end up losing everything and they can't do it. They cannot obey the teachings of Christ. It's a burden. Hence the reason Christ says to all those Jews who are under the burden of the law, come unto me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Sister, you have perfect evidence right now. You're worthless. Your Christianity is nothing. You are nothing. This is the greatest place you can ever get to in the Christian life. The greatest place is to get to a place where you graduate out of that, but yet you still understand that, if that makes sense. That you realize that you can do nothing apart from Christ. It doesn't mean you can't do anything apart from believing in Christ. It doesn't mean you can't do anything apart from, you know, being obedient to Christ and trying to be a Christian. It means you can't do anything apart from His Spirit and His real grace and His real presence and His real favor in your life. You understand? See, I would feel the exact same way. For example, 2018, I felt exactly like you. My prayers were like throwing up bricks. All my work was terrible. I looked down on a few people for things. I was frustrated with this, that, and the other. It's because God had taken away the grace. He allowed me to see, Michael, this is what you are apart from me. You think that you're a good servant of mine and that you're doing all these wonderful things, but it's really, Michael, me doing all of this through you. And of course, I knew that, but I didn't know it as well until after He took it all away from me, sister. And so don't be discouraged. Come to the end of yourself. See this as a positive that God is showing you and keeping you from ever trying to succeed. See, you're the kind of person like me that could become so prideful if God allowed you to accomplish great things on your own. You could become prideful, self-righteous, start looking down on other people. I told you so. And so God's going to prevent that. Remember this. Make journal notes. Write it in your journal. Dorothea is a gigantic loser. She is a worm. She is worthless. She can do nothing. And if you'll let God work that into your heart, He may be able to use you wonderfully in one day. But as long as you and I still think we are anything, as long as we still think we've brought anything to the table, God has nothing for us, Dorothea. He has nothing for us. And see, you're bringing a lot of this habit. You were brainwashed in Seventh-day Adventist. Seventh-day Adventist is all, it ends up putting a lot of emphasis on works, 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 and then you're good with God. No, you have to get good with God, come to a place of being a worm, and then the works come as a result of you recognizing it is Him who works in you to will and to act according to His good purpose. So don't be discouraged. Be encouraged, even though it's frustrating. God is bringing you to the end of you. He's helping you to see you cannot do Christianity. This is the message the world needs to learn. And God willing, one day I'm going to do a greater message where I out of 350 messages, I wouldn't even know where to point you. But maybe I can do one day where I can send to people and let them know Christianity is not something you can do apart from Him. It is something you have to do. Remember, because Jesus said, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does. The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of the Father will live forever. But that doing is not you apart from Him. It's not like, okay, God. You're over there running the universe and dealing with all the wicked people and, you know, blessing your servants. Now, I love you. I believe in you. I've got your word. And so now I'm going to go do wrong. Failure. Go back and read the John 7:17 challenge. It starts with, Daddy, help me. And when you, I say in that introduction, if you ever get frustrated and discouraged, remember this and come back to Daddy Help Me. See, you have to learn how to position yourself to receive God's word. I mean, to receive God's help. And the only way you can receive God's help is through the absolute humility of coming to the place where, just as Andrew Murray teaches, you realize that you are absolutely nothing and God is everything. Sister, it is the only way. See, people praise me all the time. What foolishness. There is nothing in me worth praising. I do appreciate people honoring God's work in me and my reciprocating God's call in my life. I'm not saying that I haven't done anything, because it's not all up to Jesus and I have a role to play. But what people need to understand, the greater truth, is there is nothing in me capable of doing Christianity. Nothing. In my flesh, there dwelleth no good thing. And so what I have to do is, by the power of God's Spirit, put down the flesh, die to self, and say to Him, I cannot, but You can. You see, God is blessing you. Remember this day. I wish more Christians would come to this place where they say, man, I'm a big, giant loser in Christianity. That's what you have to admit. You have to admit that you're powerless, that you are disgusting, you are a worm. You can't even go a week without sinning. You can't go days without being discouraged. You can't hear somebody else being blessed without being depressed. You can't do anything. You're a loser. That's the truth, Dorothea. I'm telling you the truth, and so am I. This whole idea, God just thinks you're so special and you're so wonderful, baloney. It's garbage. God thinks so highly of us that he's sending us to that place he prepared for the devil and his angels, apart from his saving grace in our life. That's how much God thinks about us, that he'll end up destroying us in eternal destruction apart from his, you know, apart from us receiving his redemption and grace and salvation in Christ Jesus and doing his will by his power. So, Dorothea, praise God. He's showing you, don't forget. Just here's the thing. It'll take you years to get, you know, some maturity in this. Keep this message. You'll think you understand it today, but you're going to have to walk it out. Remember, I told you it takes years of walking this kind of stuff out. I am still learning so much, and I am over 10 years into a totally crucified, surrendered, take up my cross, deny myself life. 10 plus years. And I'm still learning so much, and I'm still out here saying every day, God, I see how much I am nothing, how you're using me in spite of me. See, it takes a long time for some of us to get that. So allow him to work it into you. Quit trying so hard and say, God, I just can't do this without you. I can't. And then what you'll find is there's an invisible power that comes into your heart. You've felt it before. God gives you grace when you come to salvation in Christ and you get the forgiveness of your sins, and all of a sudden you want to go tell everybody in the whole world Jesus. That's the enabling power of grace. That's not you. So now you need that back. And if God just gave you that big package and then left you with it and he didn't test you, you'd become prideful, arrogant, self-righteous beasts fit only for hell. That's the truth. So he takes it away and he tests us, and you're in a time of testing, and now you have to wait. And it all comes back to the three pillars that I teach in many of my videos, the humility to know and confess to God that you cannot, the faith to confess and know that he can and will, and the patience to wait until he does. So now what you need to do is stop trying in your own strength and wait for God to act in your behalf. Wait for God to give you that strength. Wait for God to give you his Spirit. Wait for God to give you his grace. That's what you have to do, Dorothea. You have to now put yourself in a position to wait on God. But watch this. If God looks down and sees you busybody in the Christian life, you are going to be waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. If he sees you trying in your own strength, if he sees you think you still have this, then what he'll do is he'll stand back and he'll wait until you crash and burn. You may not be there yet. It sounds like you're really frustrated. You may not be there yet, but you have to crash and burn. And brother Michael can't help you with this. Your parents can't help you with this. No pastor can help you with this. No YouTube video can help you with this. This is something you have to walk out. This is what the difference is between people who make it and people who don't, Dorothea. This is the difference between a Joshua and a Caleb and all the wimps who give up on God. You're not a wimp. Don't you dare be a wimp. Don't you dare shrink back from this. Don't you dare forget all that God has done for you. Don't you dare forget all the time God has spent trying to encourage you and shrink back from this. You have to wait and you have to humble yourself. Humility, not just to know, oh, well, God's better than me. No, to know you are nothing. The faster you can get to nothingness, the faster you'll get to everythingness in God. That's the truth. The faster you can get to the point where you know you are nothing. You're simply a broken vessel, a jar of clay of which God can put his power in when he's pleased. But if he sees that jar shaking and trying to be busy and thinking it's all something and this, that, and the other and two snaps and this, that, I'm going to get mine. If he sees that, then he'll stay away from you. But once he sees you're broken and once he sees you're poured out and once he sees you totally willing to admit, see, pride will keep you from admitting this. You don't like me telling you that you're nothing, but you are. You don't like me telling you that you're worthless, but you are. That's the truth. That's what God says to us. We are worthless apart from him, fit only to be like the beasts of the field, born only to be caught and destroyed apart from Jesus Christ. And that's that corruption that we're in. We may not be worthless to the people that we compare to the people we see on the evening news. We may not be worthless to our family, to our job, but to God, we are worthless unless we are in Christ and Christ is in us, unless we're yielding our hearts, souls, and minds and strength to love him with everything we have. The Bible says we're worthless. We are all falling short of the glory of God. Together, they have all become worthless. There's not one good amongst them all. Not one. Not you, not me, not anybody. Okay? So, humility, humility, humility. Listen, I want to recommend that you read the book, Andrew Murray, Humility. It will help motivate you. It cannot give you the humility, but it can help motivate you to have it, to pray for it. And remember, God alone can bring this. You have to humble yourself before God, but God's the only one who can bring the humility in the heart. He's the only one that can give you the grace. He's the only one that can help you to be rather than just do. So you can't do without first being. And right now you're not being. You don't have it. You can't give to somebody what you don't have. That's why you're struggling and frustrated in your evangelistic efforts and speaking to people. And that's why you're sending me these emails. Man, why is God blessing everybody and not me? Because he's trying to break you. He would ruin you if he gave you what you wanted. He would ruin you. You'd be totally ruined. You'd be just like everybody else. Oh, the name of Jesus, da, 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 and living your life all living la vida loca for your own life. And you would again become worse than worthless. You'd have him in name only. You'd be a hypocrite, self-righteous, world-loving, worthless servant, fit only to be thrown away where all the hypocrites and unbelievers are being thrown. I'm telling you the truth. Okay? I'm telling you the truth. The good news is, if you'll receive this pill, one day you'll receive the life from it. These are not my words. These are the words of God. This is what God teaches in his word. That God gives grace to the humble, but he opposes the proud. The proud man is the person who thinks they can do it on their own. As soon as you think, it doesn't matter, Dorothea, how cute you are. It doesn't matter how young you are. It doesn't matter how oppressed you are. It doesn't matter how female you are. It doesn't matter any of that. God is not a God of favorites. It does not matter. None of those things matter. What matters is God looks for the lowest place to send water, just like he looks for the lowest place to send grace. And so he opposes the proud, no matter who they are. If somebody thinks they can do it on their own, that's pride. And God will not stand for it. He will not have anybody share his glory. If you can stand before God and say, look what I did, man, you are on your fast track to hell. That's a fast track to hell that comes out of the pride of man, okay? But boy, if you humble yourself and say, I can't, but I know you can, and I'm willing to wait until you do, and I love you, and I want you, and if you'll do that, then you'll begin to see God pour that abundant grace out into your heart. And then all of a sudden, you'll rise up, and you'll never once be confused over what his part is, what your part is. You'll never lose sight of the fact that you're a worthless worm fit only for the garbage pail. Sister, I have to go. The FedEx guy's here and he needs me to sign. So may God continue to bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. I want you to know I love you. I care about you. And you've got an amazing testimony ahead of you one day. Just be willing to die. Be willing to humble yourself, okay? And God will pour that grace. Don't forget, wait. You need two things, humility and patience right now, big ones. Read the book Humility by Andrew Murray. And then also check out just anything you can get your hands on about waiting on God. God bless you. Bye-bye. Hey, good morning, sir. All right.